Can I make a comment? Sorry. It's actually, I was going to make the comment a while ago when we were talking about fear and anxiousness and being paranoid, how you can't have a sober mind, you can't be clear-minded. I think Peter was a good example of that when the Lord Jesus was being taken from him. He drew the sword, and then he also denied him three times. He wasn't thinking clearly because of this fear or paranoia, and so he was making these wrong decisions. And also, we talked about how when you're resting, you can't make clear decisions. I mean, when you're asleep spiritually, you can't make these clear decisions, but we can rest in the hope. And I think also with hope comes watchfulness. Okay, and there's a verse in Titus I wanted to read from that. Chapter 1, verse 13, I'll just read it. It says, "Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Brother Mark, we're going to the same place, and we're also looking for the same thing and that same hope. And so watchfulness can go along with hope as well.
Actually, I meant chapter 4. There's some in chapter 5 as well.
1 Peter 4.
Yeah, 1 Peter 4.
Sorry, verse 13.
Yeah, and if you look at that verse, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then go to the next verse, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed, purify for himself his own special people. That's who we are. That's outstanding. I mean, that's who God says we are. We're a special people. And we'll get to that when we get into chosen and in the priesthood. But then I want to connect this. He says, his own special people, zealous for good works, speak these things, exhort, rebuke, and so on. And remind them, he says, to be subject and be ready for every good work. In other words, he says, to put it in very few words, you have a life to live. Live it. Live it. Sam, you have any final thoughts?
Amen.
To simplify your point, there are like two facets to Christian holiness. There is this positional holiness and practical holiness. The positional holiness is what God offers to us the moment we put our faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I cannot increase it, I cannot decrease it. Mm-hmm. I am holy in the sight of God positionally.
That's right.
And there is another thing, practical holiness. That's we have to work all our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are exhorted to improve all our lives. So we need to have those both things in our mindset, like positional holiness and practical holiness, because sometimes people say, I'm positionally holy in Christ, and they live like devil practically, and that is wrong. Sometimes they practically live like an angel, and they ignore the positional holiness God offers in Christ. So, but if we put both things in perspective, I think it gives us a balanced Christian life.
Maybe one of the brothers could just close this in prayer.